Jesus took his three best friends, Peter, James, and John, and he went high upon a mountaintop with them. And there, he was transfigured before them. His clothes became a dazzling white, and his face glowed like the sun. And with him, there was Moses on one side and Elijah on the other side, and they were talking together with Jesus. The disciples were amazed and nervous and perplexed, and they didn't know what to do. So they came up to Jesus, Peter did, and said, Master, teacher, it's good that we're here. Let's build three shrines, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Well, a little while later, there was a large cloud that enveloped the mountaintop. And a loud voice came from the cloud and said, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the voice was heard, the disciples were scared and they fell face down to the ground. But Jesus came over to them, touched them, and said, "Do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw Jesus standing there, just Jesus. When we looked at our mission statement on that Saturday about a month and a half ago, we wanted to say we were united in Christ. But there was an addition made, an addendum made that we felt very strongly, a few of us did. And that is to say that we are united in Christ's joy. In Christ's joy. How do we express that joy? Well, if you were to ask me and to many of you, I think one of the best ways to express joy is through music. It is the universal language. It says so much, even without the words behind it. It has the power to inspire us, to uplift our souls, to create a mood, the power for us to remember things, to preserve memories. It brings joy to us. It was said by a practitioner of Dixieland music that Dixieland is one of the happiest forms of music. Would you agree? It's one of the most joyous forms of music. It's easy songs to sing along, easy to learn, simple chord progressions. It repeats itself. It's easy to see how much it affects us as our mood here is different this morning. Don't we feel buoyant? Don't we feel uplifted? Do not we feel inspired? I can see the smiles on all of your faces. It's impossible not to feel at least some joy this morning, is it not? We want to do that this morning as we get ready for Lent. Lent that is a more serious time, spiritually speaking. The most serious time of the year at church. A time of introspection, of soul searching. A time to explore our faith. A time to ask questions about where we are, how we are with God, how we are with ourselves and with each other. How we can improve ourselves. Mardi Gras traditionally is the time when we sort of let it out, let our hair down, let go, get rid of the excesses in our house, right? All the things that we're not allowed to have, that we give up for Lent. That's traditionally how it got started, before a time of fasting. New Orleans was the home of Dixieland music. And Dixieland music, as we have heard, relies heavily on the ability to improvise. The performers of jazz reflect what is inside them, what they are feeling at the moment. They express themselves. It's never the same thing twice. It's authentic. In our scripture today, Jesus reflected what was inside of him, the light of God. The curtains were drawn back. His heart was open so that everyone can see his friends there at the mountaintop. Purity, wholeness, brightness, goodness, love. Jesus represented God's culmination, God's plan in flesh. Moses, who represented the law, the word of God, and Elijah, that represented the tradition of the prophets, bound together in Jesus Christ. When the disciples looked up, expecting to see three people, they saw only one standing there, Jesus by himself, who brought it all together. Question for everyone to consider today, this week. What would be inside of us if our hearts were revealed to the world? What would be seen? Well, there would be some things that are very good. We would let our gifts out. There would also be some guilt, anger, resentment, perhaps. Would there also be some struggles and pain and sadness in there as well? Maybe we don't want to let it out. Maybe we want to keep it in because we're embarrassed to show it. Well, God invites you this morning to let it out, to let it go, to express yourself. Release it. Lay down your burdens. Pick up your long white robe. Be washed with the Spirit as we celebrate this morning. And I can understand if you just don't feel it. If your burdens are so heavy that you feel weighed down like you're dragging. We don't have the joy that we could have, do we? Consider, I invite you to consider where this music came from. This music came from a lot of struggles. The roots of this music came from the fields of slaves on the plantation. They knew oppression. They knew sadness. They knew heartache. They were under the cruel yoke of slavery. There was a lot of pain expressed in their music. Yet, what do we hear? What do we feel this morning? We feel joy. They would get together. They would sing about how, despite their wounds, despite their scars, about how God had been there for them and seen them through the valley. And they sang of the hope of the future, a future that is bright, where you can see the light of God plain as day. Their songs told the story of how God at one time released his people from slavery at a place called Egypt thousands of years ago, that inspired them and made them believe that they would be released from their slavery, their present. If not in this world, then in the next. There's a lot of talk about heaven in those spirituals. They would believe, they would come to believe that they would see their lives reversed. Their song spoke of the truth of the gospel story at its most basic properties. That's why they stand the test of time. That's why we still sing them today, and they still inspire people of all kinds today. It's necessary. Even though we know the stories, it's necessary to come and be reminded of them again, to come together and to practice being joyful, to rehearse being joyful, to rehearse letting our hearts go and having them opened by God, and to repeat the process. Otherwise, we will just wallow in the concerns of the world and be weighed down by them in apathy and become disillusioned. We need some reminding, people. It can be said that one of the goals of jazz music is, in improvising especially, is for the performers to find their own voice, their own style, their own sound. Sometimes the goal of classical music can be said to sort of conform to the perfection of a sound or of an ideal, or to blend in with the folks around you. There is some blending in jazz. We want it all to make sense together, for it to sound good together, but we also want to express our individual hearts. And that takes practice, even though they're making it up as they go along. Even though they're being spontaneous, it still takes time in order to hone that craft. So we need to practice being Christians. We need to practice coming together, united in Christ's joy, so that the Spirit can indwell with us. It's got to become a habit to come and lay down our burdens, to put away our swords, to practice peace. It can't be as simple as it sounds. It can be that simple, I should say. These songs, the music, is the music of the Spirit, the music of learning how to express our hearts. This community in particular, I think, can use a bit of this practice. We have to learn how better to tell our stories of faith. We're getting there. We are improving with the communication. But we have that old Stoic German tendencies, don't we? Tendencies to kind of be reserved and to keep it all in. Sometimes we need to let it all out. If something's wrong in our lives, come in, ask for prayer. Ask your brothers and sisters around you to pray for you. If you're going to be sick, if you're going to have surgery, let us know. We can only benefit by prayer. You can only benefit by support, by helping each other. We are, as we have talked about lately, meant to be a family, a place where we can come together, a place of safety where we can expose our hearts a little bit, to expose our pains so that we can help lift each other up. That's real community. That's a community that Christ intended for all Christians. We are meant to be a model community. As we learned last week when Jesus said that you should be a city on a hill that cannot be hid, a light for all nations, a harmony of souls that have joined together. So, this Lent we're going to practice expressing ourselves through the use of psalms. Now, I spent a good deal of time this week trying to figure out what we're going to do for Lent. We had this wonderful series in Advent about joy, right? Every Sunday was a little bit different shade of joy and the layers of joy. We're going to learn about our emotions and get in touch with our emotions. And we're going to do that through the scriptures, specifically through psalms. Every Sunday we're going to look at a psalm. There is a lot of emotion expressed in the psalms, and sometimes we ignore the sort of negative things that are in the Psalms in favor of everything that is good to hear about the Psalms. And there's a lot of wonder and awe and humility and thanksgiving and joy and love expressed in the Psalms. But there's also a shadier side of the Psalms that express sorrow and depression and bewilderment and anger even. There's a lot of pain there as well. We are people who are emotional. We are created to be emotional. We have an emotional God. One of my most significant spiritual experiences was taking a liturgical dance class. Now, one thing you won't see me do here is dance. I'm not a good dancer. But I took a liturgical dance class. But it was really more about movement, about moving in the spirit, about expressing yourselves. And you have to be comfortable with one another, being in a room full of people who half of us don't have any dance experience. There was another class that I took called Bibliodrama, and we were invited to express ourselves in the stories that we read out of the Bible. And we went layer by layer, going deeper and deeper into some of the scripture stories and the gospel stories. And we learned how to express and place ourselves in the story. Which character are you? What are you feeling from this story? What emotions do they bring up? And we would express those emotions to each other in a safe place. It was strange. It was a very strange feeling at first. It took a while. It took some practice to get comfortable. But these experiences brought me to a new understanding about the depth of spirituality that we are all capable of. Going to explore a little bit of that, get our feet wet with expressing ourselves. Know that you are in a safe place. Know that God is always here in the face of the loved ones around you. Know that God is always embracing you as we greet each other this morning. There's no judgment here. You are accepted. So allow yourself to open up so that God can make a difference. If our door is closed to our hearts, then God can't get in there and make a change in yourself. Allow God to indwell in your hearts. So you're ready to practice? You ready to practice some joy? Let's lay it down. Let's get in line. Let's put our long white robes on. Let's get into it. Let's allow ourselves to be inspired. Let's allow ourselves to be among the saints of God as we sing When the Saints. And we're going to do a little parade. And this wasn't my idea, so it was an inspired idea. So someone over here is going to lead our parade around as we do When the Saints. Let's join the parade.